We continue by learning the Nishmas Tavi ben Menachem Shemicham Yaakov Pinchas Elio and others Perikim Ol Mishnah Yud. Hu Hayo Meir, another statement, another teaching of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Kol She Ruach Habrios Nocha Heimenu Ruach Hamakom Nocha Heimenu. What he says is that anyone with whom we say that the spirit of people is pleased, which means people are pleased with his behavior, they like the way he acts. He's a Baal Midos. Then you can assume Ruach Hamakom Nocha Heimenu. Then Hashem is pleased with him. The spirit of Hashem is pleased with him as well. But the reverse is also true. V'chol She'ein Ruach Habrios Nocha Heimenu. But if we say about such a person that Ruach Habrios is not Nocha Heimenu, is not pleased with his behavior, then Ein Ruach Hamakom Nocha Heimenu. Then you have to assume that Hashem is not pleased with him either. The reverse. Verse is not all automatic necessarily. That's why we need Mishnah to teach us both statements. Could be that if in fact people find his behavior pleasing, so then Hashem find his behavior pleasing. And if people do not, so maybe we'd say, well, Ben Adam Lamakom, he's certainly doing all the mitzvos between man and God. The fact that people find him somewhat repulsive or arrogant or whatever it is, so okay, so Hashem may not, Hashem is neutral towards such a person. At least he's performing mitzvos and observing mitzvos Ben Adam Lamakom. So the Mishnah says, no, the reverse is also true. If people's spirit is not pleased with the way he behaves, then Ein Ruach Hamakom Nocha Heimenu. Now the Gemara in Maseches Yom Adaf Peivav says the following, truly supports this idea. Kol Shekorei V'Shonim Mishamish Tamdi Chacham. You have a person who has learned Tanakh, he's learned it in Mishnah, and he's learned it in the Gemara. V'Diburo Benachasim Abrios, and he speaks properly with other people. He's courteous. U'Masa U'Matano Be'Emuna, and his business dealings are Be'Emuna, are done properly as well. He is honest. Mahabrios omim love. What do people say about such a person? Ashrei ploni shalom haTorah. Ashrei aviv shelimdo Torah. We say praiseworthy is the person who studied Torah, whose father taught him Torah. Ashrei rabol shelimdo Torah. Praiseworthy is his rebbe's taught him. Ru'u kama na'im derachov v'kama misukarim ha'asav. Look how he acts is how pleasing his behavior is. And all of akasav amon. You know what the pasuk says in Yishayahu men. Test about such a person. Vayemer Avdia to Yisrael Asher Bach Espaer. Hashem says that you are my servant, referring to the Jewish people, and I will be glorified through you. Avomisha Korib Shona Bishamitam Chachamim Vein Maso Matano Ben Moriv Vein Dibur Benachasem Abrios. The Gemara says, but if you have a person who may be learned in all areas of Torah, but unfortunately he doesn't have the integrity necessary when it comes to business dealing. And he doesn't speak courteously with other people. So what did people say? Maris omim alav oylo leponi shalom haTorah. Woe is to the person who studied Torah. Oylo la'aviv shalom do Torah. Oylo la'rabo shalom do Torah. Woe is to the father of this person who taught him Torah and the Rebbe Ru'u. See how distorted his deeds are, his actions are. V'kama mukhu arim durachav. And how ugly, repulsive is the derech that he's taking. And the pasuk says in Yecheskel Lamed Vav, you know what the pasuk says about such a person? So this is a chil Hashem. It's a desecration of Hashem's name. This is what Yecheskel speaking about the Jewish people. If we're not acting properly, so then Hashem is embarrassed to say that we are His people. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Chdosa ben Harkinas, Omer, he lived in the generation of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He teaches us the following. All of these are examples of what we say, Motzi and Esa Adam and Olam, literally take a person out of this world. We mention as well, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Ayin Hara and Yetzahara and Sinas Abrios Motzi Esa Adam Min HaOlam. So that were three things that Rabbi Yeshua had listed, and those destroy the body. But those destroy the body all the time. The Yetzahara, Sinas Abrios, Ayin Hara are terrible at all times. The list here, Rabbi Dosa, is not like this is Rabbi Yeshua. These will be Motzi Esa Adam Min HaOlam because it, depending on the time and if it's done in moderation or not. So that's what the Mishnah, we say, Be'etzem are good. These we essentially are really acceptable. Person who sleeps, we'll talk about sleep and wine and carry on conversations. But the question is, to what extent are we talking about it? Maybe at what time? So that's where the Mishnah says, like now, Rabbi Dosta ben Harkinas says, Sh'omer, Shena shel Shachar, is a person who sleeps too late in the morning. V'yayin shel Tzaharayim, or drinking wine in the afternoon, which leads a person to intoxication. V'sichas ha'yelodim, but speaking with children, this has different interpretations, which we'll discuss in a moment. V'yishivas batei kinesios shel Amei Aretz, and sitting in gatherings of Amei Aretz, of people who are ignorant, motziyat es adam and olam, take a person out of this world. So take the first example, shena shel shachar, a person can say nothing wrong with sleeping, but the problem is, says the baratuno sheholech v'yashen ad she'onas kriyashma overes, person sleeps till the time of kriyashma passes. Kriyashma can only be said till 3 hours into the day, so that's usually not getting later than 10 o'clock, so a person who sleeps that late, he's going to miss the mitzvah of kriyashma. Kriyashma is not only mitzvah d'oraisa, but it's kabos o malchus shamayim, to the acceptance of the yoke of heaven every single day. So Shena Shel Shachar is going to be Motzi Es HaAdam Min HaOlam. That's the first on the list. Then we have Yayin Shel Tzaharayim. Why Yayin Shel Tzaharayim? So Yayin Shel Tzaharayim, you assume this person is, if you're having wine when you're having a meal, so that's fine, that won't lead to drunkenness. But a person who's going to drink wine later into the day when it's not related to a meal at all, and he has an opportunity to study Torah, now he'll be drunk, he won't be able to do so, and whatever, how he's going to behave because he's drunk, so that Yayin Shel Tzaharayim will be Motzi Es HaAdam Min HaOlam as well. What's Sichas HaYeladim? What's wrong with speaking with children? So Bar Tanura says, Mivateles es avosehem mila asok betora. That's going to, it's a waste of time in the sense that it's going to not going to allow the parents, the father, to go study Torah. So sichas ledem, meaning schmoozing too much with children, whether it's one's children or other, certainly other children. So if it's a little bit too much, it's going to take away from Talmud Torah. So there's nothing wrong, certainly, with speaking with one's children, spending time with them, doing work with them, and certainly teaching them Torah. But getting to a point where it's a person is going to be distracted by members of the family, and because of sitting and schmoozing hours on end, won't engage in Torah study and other mitzvot. So that is a problem. Others claim that Sichas HaYeladim is a reference to people who speak in an immature way, people who are adults and they act like children. And all they're doing is schmoozing in shul, they're schmoozing all the time, and when there's an opportunity to study Torah, they're involved. The same things you would expect of young children, that's what they're doing. So that's Sichas HaYeladim. That certainly is going to be Motzi Es HaAdam Min HaOlam. What's Yeshivas Batei Kinesios Shel Amei Haaretz? Ignorant people gather together, so they're also wasting their time with idle talk, and people certainly a draw for people because maybe the conversation is something that's very attractive, very interesting to them. That will also be Motzi Es HaAdam Min HaOlam. First Israel says that each of these really represents different categories of things that are generally needed for people's emotional well-being or physical well-being, but we have to be, as we said, do them in moderation. We have to be selective in them. So we talk about the morning, the Shena Shel Shachar, that's just a general term for people being lazy. So the body needs sleep, of course, but a person is going to be lazy, so that's too much sleep is not good. Yayin Shel Tzaharayim, that means that's just a metaphor for physical enjoyment. A certain amount of physical enjoyment is acceptable, but unhealthy enjoyment or not done in moderation where it's excessive, so that's going to be a problem. What's Sichas HaYeladim, children's talk and chatter, that's just immature activity. Person, people like to tell jokes and have a good time with one another, okay, also in moderation. Shivas Batei Knesil Shel Amei Haaretz, that's general idle talk, that's speaking about matters that are not important at all. Those kinds of topics are also going to can lead to very extensive conversations, and in that way is going to be a big waste of time, and it will be Motzi Es HaAdam Min HaOlam, not only in this world but in the next as well. Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. Rabbi Elazar HaModa'i Omer. Who is he? Rabbi Elazar HaModa'i lived in, we assume that is the city of Modi'in, one of the cities of the Chashmonaim, and there's an Agada found in the Yushalmi and an Eicha Rabbah that unfortunately said that speaks about a tragic end to Rabbi Elazar Modoi. He lived at the time of Bar Kochva, and at the end, someone deceived him, and Bar Kochva thought that he was suspected of siding with the enemy, and Bar Kochva actually killed him. Rabbi Elazar Bar Modoi is going to list five sins for which a person has no chelek to Olam Haba. Some question why this is in Avos. Avos is about ethical behavior, and we assume almost lifnei mishuras hadin. These are very serious averos, as we're going to see. But it could be that we're focusing here on one of them, which is malbin pnei chavero barabim, which is really focused on the rabbi, on the dayan, on the teacher, who, yes, no doubt, is going to hopefully act in an ethical way. And many of the Mishnayos are for these types of people. But they have to realize if they're giving mussar to someone, they have to make sure that they don't embarrass them. And therefore, on this list, when we speak about those who have no chelek in Olam Haba, and that being one of them, so we give the other list as well. So the first one on this list is a person who desecrates karbanos. What do you mean to desecrate karbanos? So the Bar Tanura says, you have a person who, they're very serious averes that can be involved in desecrating karbanos. Take, for example, pigul. Pigul is where a Kohen has in mind that he's going to, let's say, eat from the karban beyond its time, while he shechts it, while he sprinkles the blood. So that renders the meat pigul, and if anyone who eats the pigul is chayiv kares. Or let's say noser, a person leaves over from the karban beyond its time. That also is a person who eats that noser is chayiv kares. So a person can be mechal kachim, can desecrate the kachim to the point where it's that's a very serious crime. And then at the end, of course, elo chelek lam haba, that is going to be a punishment. In fact, some according to the Rambam, the punishment of kares, in fact, is that there is a person loses the share in olam haba, v'nechresa hanef hashtahim me'ameha. So we can understand why one who desecrates kachim in such a way, karbanos, it has no chelek lam haba. Number two on the list is v'hamevazes ha'moados, a person who disgraces the holiday. So according to some, this is referring to yontif, person who we can understand that very well. Person who's not careful about Yontif. Yontif is almost like Shabbos, although Yontif does not have the punishment of Kares if you violate Naveris only Malkos. Nonetheless, because Yontif is like Shabbos, we say also no Chelek Olam Haba. And others claim that, no, I don't need a Mishnah to tell me about this. The Mishnah here is about Yontif. Mevazetz HaMoados is a reference to Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed are days where people unfortunately take advantage of Chol HaMoed and assume that it's more Chol than it's Moed. In fact, it's just the opposite. It's more Moed than Chol. The only doing Malach on Chol HaMoed needs justification. The assumption is that the rule is that there is no malacha on Chol HaMoed, then unless we have a reason why we can do malacha, whether it's for the sake of the moed or it's a dava aved, the potential financial loss involved, so then we allow. So people the mevaze Chol HaMoed, so have no chelek l'olam haba. Bar Tanur gives both two possibilities. Yamim shel Chol HaMoed oseh bahen malacha. The number one is people doing malacha where there is no justification for doing malacha on Chol HaMoed. O noeg bahen minag chol b'achilu shosia, or person is not doesn't treat the moed properly. It could be with proper dress, with achilu shosia, with meals. Where the Chol HaMoed is supposed to be like has to be a little bit like a yontif. Doing malacha on Chol HaMoed is the machlokas where the malacha on Chol HaMoed is an isser d'orais or an isser d'rabbanan. But both that's a moed. The Chol HaMoed should be treated very much like Yontif as best as we can. Then the Mishnah says, who else has no chelek lam haba? V'hamalbin v'nei chaber barabim. Person who embarrasses his friend in public, Bar Tanura explains to you why we call it malbin from the word lavan. The face usually turns red, not white. So he explains, panav ma'adimos trila. What happens is a person, his face turns red initially, va'achar kach mislapnos, and then it turns pale. Why does that happen? So he explains physiologically what happens. Sha'nefesh le'ishlat shtei tenuos, achas lachutz v'achas lifnim, k'mevayshim es ha'adam. But what happens when you embarrass a person? So betchila haruach misno ea litzad chutz kimishem is malei chema. So the beginning, a person's response, physiological response to what someone said, he's on guard. So he looks like he is full of anger. Uparav ma'adimos. Ksheino motzei taina ketzad yasir haboshes ahu me'al panav. So then when he doesn't find literally any claim, any way to remove the embarrassment from his face, who doeg bikarbo. Then, so that was on the outside. Now, on the inside, he begins to worry. V'nichnas haruach l'tzad panav v'pnei hatzar. And now, literally, the wind, the spirit, ends up on it, l'tzad panav, towards his face because of the pain he's in right now. Upanav mis kar kanim muslabnim. And the vizier she omu bava metzia beinyan halbana de azel sumka va'asu chivra. Gemara bava metzia dafnu nches, when it speaks about embarrassing people barabim who have no chelak lam haba, and people have also, they don't come up from Gehenna even. So we say that the azel sumka, the red goes va'asu chivra, and the white comes. So that is seems to be the double response that a person has, and that's why we mentioned the malbin pnei chavra barabim, which ends up being, which is really the end result of being embarrassed. V'hamefer briso shalav avinu shalav shalom. Another example of a person who has no chelak lam haba is a person who's mefer, who nullifies literally the bris of Avram Avinu. So the Avram Avinu is bris milah. So what does it mean? He nullifies the bris. So some say person who purposely does not give himself a bris, does make sure he doesn't have a bris, not interested in having a bris, so doesn't want to harm the body at all. So such a person is chayiv kares. Such a person has no chelak lam haba. That's one possibility. Or it may be a person who tries to surgically cover up the bris milah. So such a person who's embarrassed with the bris milah and tries to cover it up. So such a person is made for research. V'hamigale panim batorah shelo kahalacha. This is the last one on this list. Person who reveals literally a face of when it comes to Torah, and that means a person who reveals explanations of the Torah which are against the halacha. Says the Baratunur, Shemara panim perishim b'torah shelo kahalacha. Kigon ha-mitargeim u-mizarachalo sitein la-avir la-molech u-mizarachalo sitein le-abra la-ar mu-yisa la-ar mi-yosa. So he says, he gives an example of someone who reveals the Torah shelo kahalacha, who is giving erroneous explanations, interpretations of psukim. Take for example the pasuk Parsha Sacharemos, where it says "Umizarachalo sitein lahavir la molech." It means don't give your children over to molech. Molech was this ritual, whether it's Avodah Zarah or not. We learn this in Sanhedrin, and people, this may have involved child sacrifice. At the very least, the child was giving over to priests who brought the child over the fire. So that's what Molech is. But a person who interprets that pasuk says, no, it's not about Molech at all. It's not this Avodah Zarah. It's not this ritual at all. It has nothing to do with that. It means your children should not be given over to a aramisa, which means to a non-Jewish woman. Don't give your children to, or even better, mizaracha means your seed. So don't give your seed to le'aba, to impregnate a non-Jewish woman. That's what it means. So it's not even your children. It means zaracha, means zera, means your seed. So it gives a completely erroneous interpretation of the pasuk. Ein zeh pshuto shel mikra, says the Baratun. That's not what the pasuk means. Uvechlal zeh hadoresh derasha shel dofi. Anyone who gives any drashos that are complete nonsense is also included in this. Pirush Acher, another interpretation of this Megala Panim Torah, he gives, is Shemeiz Panav La'avor Al Divrei Tov Farhesim Yad Ramah. He's a person who's so brazen, he's going to violate the Torah in public. Ve'en Loboshes HaPanim. He has no, he's not embarrassed at all. So such a person, Afal Pi She'esh Biyado Torah Ma'asim Tovim, says the Mishnah, even if such a person has Torah and Ma'asim Tovim under his belt, Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba.